Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. Happy Friday. It's been a while, been a couple weeks since I've done an episode on here. Decided to take a little break last week. Of course, our last episode, if you haven't listened, was my thoughts on the Dolphins' playoff loss to the Chiefs. But more focused in the episode was my overall thoughts on the whole season, as a season, the season as a whole. My opinions on why I think we ultimately failed this season. And yeah, if you're interested in hearing my thoughts on the Dolphins and yeah, this 2023-24 season, make sure to go, check out our most recent episode, which is the last one before this one. And yeah, but before we get into the topics today, I want to talk to you guys as always about SeatGeek, as we are now part of Team SeatGeek, of course, one of the best ticketing apps out there. If you guys are interested in buying any tickets for a concert, a game, a comedy show, anything like that, make sure to use our code ROBCAO, that's ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. And you could go to SeatGeek.com. You could download the SeatGeek app on your phone. And once again, that's code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase on SeatGeek. And one more thing, as I always say, my favorite thing about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. So once again, shout out to the SeatGeek and make sure to use code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase on SeatGeek. So now before we get into these my thoughts on all these topics, I'm gonna tell you the topics I'll cover on today's show. The first one will be Dolphins defensive coordinator Vic Fangio leaving Miami and heading to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then you'll hear my thoughts on the Miami Heat trading Kyle Lowry in a 2027 first round pick to the Charlotte Hornets for Terry Rozier. And then finally, I'll be giving my thoughts on last weekend's NFL divisional round playoff games, and you'll be hearing my predictions for this weekend's upcoming AFC and NFC championship games. So yeah, those are gonna be the topics I covered today. Hope you guys enjoy, and here we go. Right, guys, so the first topic I'm gonna be giving my thoughts on today's show will be on Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator of the Dolphins this past season, leaving Miami and heading to Philadelphia to become the new defensive coordinator for Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles. So my initial reaction to the news when it broke from Adam Schefter, I believe, was disappointment, and was sadness, and it was just frustration all around. Obviously, the season ended on a bad note, right? The final, few weeks were not pleasant. We didn't see any growth from last year to this year. We saw the same collapse that we did last year, and this year it was even worse. And then now you start off your off season with the man who was in control or in command of the most consistent unit on this team this past season stepping out. And my thoughts on Fangio leaving and heading to Philly, I cannot blame him. I know a lot of quote unquote Dolphin fans have been displaying their displeasurement, I guess you could call it, with Fangio, saying he's not loyal, oh, he just left us, this and that, whatever. At the end of the day, I believe this is the best decision for Vic Fangio, the person, the defensive coordinator. Philadelphia is obviously, steps ahead of the Dolphins in terms of competing for a Super Bowl. Yeah, I know people will bring up this year, oh, but look, they got bounced in the first round. Okay, but I mean, are you guys gonna forget the year before where they were a couple points away from beating Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? Like, that team's not going anywhere. They'll be fine. And I think as an individual and a coach, like I said, it's the best It's in Fangio's best interest to go to Philly and leave Miami. And then on a personal note, Fangio does have family in Philadelphia, so I understand it from that aspect as well. Now to get back to my thoughts on the Dolphins side of losing Vic Fangio, like I said, to begin my thoughts on this topic, he was in commander and control of the most consistent unit on this team this season. As I said in our most recent episode, giving my overall thoughts on the season, six of our seven losses were on our offense. The one game I give an exception to is the Baltimore game. That was just an overall beatdown, offense, defense, special teams, coaching, whatever. So, but six of the seven losses, right, were on the offense because in six of those seven losses, the defense gave our offense time and time and again chances to stay alive, to stay in the game, to go ahead in the game, to win the game, and the offense failed time and time again. So it's just, disheartening as a, very passionate Dolphin fan, as you all know, to lose, arguably the best coach on the staff. And then it's crazy seeing the reaction from a lot of the quote unquote fans that are excited and are happy that he's leaving. I know a lot of fans are happy because they saw the reactions from certain players being excited that Fangio is leaving, including Jalen Ramsey and Javon Holland. And obviously, don't get me wrong, those are two of our right most important players, two of the best players on the defense. And I'm happy to have them on the team. But I don't like this whole social media stuff when players or parents like call out coaches, call out players, because we even saw Javon Holland's father on Twitter, making out some tweets. I just don't like all that drama. I always, in most of my sports examples, I bring up the Miami Heat because you will never see the Heat, someone in the Heat being involved, like sharing drama on Twitter or anything like that. And me seeing Javon Holland, Ramsey, Javon Holland's dad on social media, to me as a like I said, a passionate Dolphin fan, I can't stand that. That to me that should all be kept in house. If they have, if they're excited about Fangio leaving, all right, that's cool. But in my opinion, you don't share that on social media, especially as a professional athlete, part of an organization. I just don't think that's like a very classy thing. Obviously, we're in the US, you have the freedom to do what you want and say what you want, and I'm all for freedom of speech, but I just feel in certain situations, like, it's just, yeah, like I said, unclassy, but it is what it is. I can't control it, but yeah, so I'm disappointed that Fangio's not here anymore. I know a lot of people now want our linebacker coach to take over, because they love his speeches on Hard Knocks, I guess. That's literally the reason. I'm not against the guy. I obviously, if he becomes a defense coordinator, you know me, I'm the biggest fan for the Dolphin fan. I'm gonna root for him and hope the best for him. But I just find it crazy how we see this trend now. First, Mike McDaniel, his talking, doing more than the actual coaching on the sideline, and then this guy giving these speeches on Hard Knocks. All of a sudden, fans think he could be running a defensive unit. Like I said, if it happens, if he becomes the coordinator, I'm gonna be rooting for him and hoping for all the best. And same with Mike McDaniel. I hope he changes his ways, because if he doesn't, this next season is gonna be the third year of the same thing. So, just gotta hope for the best. That he, hope that he learns from his mistakes. Something scary I saw, a rumor or a report, I guess, whatever you wanna call it, put out by Armando Salguero, is that Brandon Staley, recently fired Chargers head coach, could be a possible candidate to join McDaniel's staff as a defensive coordinator. Of course, Staley, prior to being the head coach of the Chargers, was the DC for the Rams. That would be an absolute nightmare for me. I'd rather take the chance on the linebacker coach, honestly, because, I mean, Brandon Staley, I understand he's not coming here to be the head coach, but I don't know if people understand. Like, the when Staley took over the Chargers, their defense got worse every single year, including this season, ranking as the 30th ranked defense in all of football out of 32 teams. So put that in perspective for you. The guy, the defensive minded guy who was brought in, made the defense worse than it was when he first began. So putting Staley and McDaniel together would be an absolute nightmare for me. But we will see what happens. My opinion, the only move that really satisfies the loss of Fangio, would if the Dolphins could somehow make a miracle happen and have Ron Rivera become the defensive coordinator. That would be my ideal target. But yeah, those are my thoughts on Vic Fangio leaving the Miami Dolphins. All right, guys, so the next topic I'm going to be covering on this episode, I'll be giving some quick thoughts on the Miami Heat acquiring Terry Rozier from the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Kyle Lowry and a 2027 first-round pick. First off, once again, the Miami Heat front office proves that they could do anything by somehow getting a team to trade for Kyle Lowry, who's been a complete disappointment, shown tremendous attitude, never showed willingness to buy into the Heat culture. We were able to get someone to accept that player. Just that alone, regardless of who you're getting back, where you're getting back, if you're getting anything back, should be applause, should be bowed down to. Andy Ellisberg, Pat Riley, Adam Simon, all these guys. That itself is an incredible accomplishment. I'm not trying to be rude to Lowry. It is what it is. I wish him nothing but the best. I wish his time here obviously would have been better. But yeah, regardless of what I said, I still wish him all the best. Much success, good health, peace, love, happiness. I wish him all the best, no, regardless of how, his tenure went here with the Heat. Now to move on. So we acquire Terry Rozier, a 29-year-old point guard having a career year for the Charlotte Hornets, averaging over 23 points per game. He's had a lot of big moments in the playoffs from his first team in the league, which was the Boston Celtics. He had a couple playoff runs there where he earned the name Scary Terry. Then he goes to Charlotte for 4 years, never made the playoffs, but like I said, having a career year. The Heat obviously have been needing a point guard now for a very long time. Drew Smith tore his ACL earlier in the year. Kyle Lowry was pretty much not producing for the team. So now you bring in a 29-year-old point guard, a lot of speed, can shoot the ball, has the ability to be clutch, could play some good defense. You add him in to a franchise that's always looking to compete. And then you add in that Rozier has always wanted to be in Miami. And that's very important. You need someone who you want to have someone on your team that wants to be there, who believes in what's being preached, who has a love and respect for the organization, and will do anything in their power to help the team win. And I think Terry Rozier embodies all those qualities. So I'm very excited, very happy to have him part of the Heat. So far, he's played two games. We've lost both of them. Nothing is on him. He just got here literally a couple of days ago. So none of the focus in these losses should be on him. He just got here. But yeah, we're currently on a 5-game losing streak. Like, it's a rough patch. Everyone's panicking. Everyone wants people to be traded. No, why is this guy playing? Why is this guy benched? This and that. And people forget, basically a year ago, we were in the same position. And look what ended up happening. Eric Spoelstra and company ended up finding a way. And we made it all the way to the NBA Finals as an 8 seed. So calm down. I understand the concerns. I understand people, a lot of people always have to be negative. They're never going to be satisfied. I understand. But this is the Miami Heat we're talking about. They proved time and time again that all they want to do is win. All they do is adjust. They don't crack under pressure. They're going to be completely fine. I wholeheartedly believe that because that's what they show us time and time again. So I don't know what else to tell all the negative people out there, but it is what it is. We'll figure it out. But yeah, guys, those are my quick thoughts on the Heat acquiring Scary Terry Rozier. All right, guys, so the final topic on today's show will be a quick recap of the divisional round, the NFL playoffs, And then my predictions for this weekend's upcoming AFC Championship game and also the NFC Championship game. First off, to give some quick thoughts on the divisional round, my predictions this playoff season haven't been very accurate, but I'm always gonna go with my gut regardless of the outcome. With that said, I'm gonna go over some of my picks and some of the outcomes of the divisional round. I'll start off with the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. I picked Houston to win that game. I would say at halftime, many people were probably thinking, oh, either team could win this game. But ultimately, the Ravens came out in the second half, firing on all cylinders. Their offense was much more consistent. Their defense was absolutely dominant. And a lot of credit should be given to Harbaugh and the rest of his coaching staff for the ability to adjust. That's a trait that's needed. In order to be a successful coach, not just in the NFL, but in any other sport. Ravens win, and they will be hosting the AFC Championship game. The other AFC matchup was between the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills. I got that one because I picked the Chiefs to win, and they did, in fact, do that. It was one of the greatest playoff games of all time. It's going to go down as a classic for sure. Another amazing game in the storied rivalry between Mahomes and the Chiefs and Allen and the Bills. It was basically a back and forth game. And ultimately, late in the game in the fourth quarter, Kansas City's defense steps up and the Chiefs' offense keeps rolling. And the Chiefs win and advance to their sixth straight AFC Championship game appearance. 6 years as a starter for Patrick Mahomes and six AFC Championship game experience. Appearances, just an absolute legend, time and time again. Capturing milestone after milestone. It's an absolute honor and joy as a true football lover to be living in the era of Patrick Mahomes. With that said, for this AFC Championship game, like I said, we have the Chiefs heading to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. I'm gonna go with Kansas City in this one. Both of these teams are amazing. It's hard to obviously go against the Ravens because, especially with the dominance they've had this season. But I just feel it's even harder to go against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Steve Spagnuolo, Isaiah Pacheco, all these guys in the playoffs. And of course, shout out to Taylor Swift as always. Love seeing her at these games time and time again. Can't wait to see her in Baltimore. And then we'll move on to the NFC side. I had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeating the Detroit Lions. I didn't get that one right as the Detroit Lions won the game. That was a close game, I would say, until I would say the fourth quarter. Tampa was pretty much in it. Then ultimately Detroit's defense made a couple stops, created a couple turnovers, and ultimately Detroit came out on top in that one. Speaking of Detroit, they'll be heading to San Francisco for their first NFC Championship game appearance since 1991. So shout out to the Lions, all their fans, players. Everyone involved, all the coaches, Dan Campbell, all these guys, happy for them. So the other NFC championship, I mean NFC matchup from the divisional round was between the Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers. I got this one correct as I had the Niners beating Green Bay, and that is what happened. Green Bay was in pretty much in control the whole game, the youngest team in the league against arguably the best team in the league in the 49ers. But ultimately, at the end of the game, after some turnovers, some tough times, Brock Purdy pulled off the drive, Christian McCaffrey scores, and the 49ers win on a last minute touchdown drive, and they'll be hosting the Detroit Lions in San Fran. And my prediction for this one, I have the Detroit Lions defeating the 49ers and heading to Las Vegas to play against Mahomes and the Chiefs. And I think that'll be a super exciting Super Bowl. To see Andy Reid against Dan Campbell, Mahomes and Goff. And just I think it's gonna be an incredible, conference championship weekend. Cannot wait to watch these games. And I hope you guys enjoyed my quick thoughts there on the divisional round, my predictions for the conference championship. If you have any other different predictions, any other thoughts you want to share with me, make sure to hit me up on Instagram at the flame underscore ES. At Rob Gallo, RobCao. Email me at tfesrob@gmail.com. But yeah, that'll wrap up my thoughts on the divisional round and my predictions for the AFC and NFC championship games coming this Sunday. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Hope you guys enjoyed my thoughts on the Dolphins losing Vic Fangio, the Heat getting Terry Rozier, my recap of the divisional round, the NFL playoffs, and my predictions for this Sunday's AFC and NFC championship games. You guys want to share your thoughts with me on any of these topics? Make sure to hit me up on Instagram at the Flame underscore ES at Rob Gao, RobCao. Email me at tfesrob@gmail.com. Thanks again for tuning in. But before I let you go, I'm gonna tell you one more time about SeatGeek. As we are part of Team SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there, make sure to use code RobCao, RobCao, for $20 off your first ticket purchase if you're interested in buying tickets for a game, a concert, comedy show, anything like that. And of course, as always, my favorite part about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they do all they can to give you the best deal possible. Once again, make sure to use code RobCao, RobCao, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. If you're interested in buying any tickets, like I said, for a game, a comedy show, concert, anything like that, make sure to check out SeatGeek, SeatGeek.com. Download the app on your phone. And now, till next time, everyone, take care.